Hey everybody, welcome to Pray Today for November 15th, and I want to talk to you today about God's protection. Now, I'm sure that most of you are very well aware that there is an enemy that we call Satan or the devil that wants nothing more than to destroy us. Another thing that I can tell you about Satan is that Satan is extremely smart. As much as I hate to say that, it's true. He's an idiot, but he's smart. He's a smart idiot. He's very, if you have your kids watching right now, it's okay to say Pastor Brandt should not have said idiot. But he is. We can say that about Satan. So we have this enemy, and he wants nothing more than to derail us in our faith. And I don't ever want to pretend that there's not an enemy. I don't ever want to pretend that Satan doesn't get in the way of our lives, because he does, for Christians and non-Christians. He gets in the way. But oftentimes, as I've said before, the closer we come to God, the more he is threatened. And so therefore, the harder he's going to have to try to misdirect us or derail us. So what I want to thank God with you about today is thanking God for his protection, because God promises us his protections. I want to read a couple verses to you. 2 Thessalonians 3:3-5. This is Paul talking to the Thessalonians, and he says, "But the Lord is faithful." Everybody say faithful. The Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one. Do you see the promise there? We have confidence in the Lord that you are doing and will continue to do the things we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into God's love and Christ's perseverance. And then let's jump back to Psalm 17. As I start the prayer with you today, I want to pray 8-10 of Psalm 17 with you as we start to pray. Let's pray. Lord, your word says, "Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who are out to destroy me, from my mortal enemies who surround me. They close up their calloused hearts and their mouths speak with arrogance." Lord, we know that there is a spiritual battle going on, and we don't want to ignore that. But Lord, we don't want to give the devil too much credit, because as we read in 2 Thessalonians, you are faithful and you will strengthen and protect us from the evil one. Lord, we don't want to give the Satan too much credit, but what we do want to do is recognize that he is there and he wants to derail us. Thank you so much, Lord, that you promise us your protection. The devil can't do anything without you allowing it to happen. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your blessing. And thank you, Lord, for walking through today with me. I know that I've got the army of God on my side, and for that, I give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.